mode, we've all kind of switched around. So I work 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. So I can wake up at 8. Or if I'm working from home, I can wake up at 9, 9:30 even. So that's been very nice. And I didn't know that sleep kind of correlated with weight loss. Did not know that was a thing. But they do. They go hand in hand. So I'm sure that's been helping. But it also just makes me a happier person because I'm not cranky. What else? I drink a gallon of water a day. Sometimes a little bit more. So this, I even like have it right next to me. This is my new water bottle. I had to get a new one because my old one broke. So I just bought this like a couple days ago. Four of these is a gallon. So I drink four of those a day. That's pretty much all I drink. But that was always the case though for me. I never really liked soda. So I don't drink soda unless there's alcohol in it. Which I can't go out really or do anything, so I haven't even really been having alcohol, which is another big thing that's been cut out of my diet for the most part. Even though I did have wine yesterday. It was a holiday, so I let myself eat what I wanted. What else? I still do my apple cider vinegar every morning, which it doesn't make you lose weight, but it helps you kind of curb your appetite and also has good health benefits for you, like blood sugar and a whole blood pressure and a whole bunch of other things. It's just good for you. So I have a tablespoon of that with a glass of water every morning before I eat. I've started taking vitamins so I can have calcium in me. Bone issues and arthritis and things like that run in my family. My grandmother on my mom's side died of rheumatoid arthritis at a very young age. My mom and her siblings have, you know, arthritis, not like severe, but they have it. And I've noticed as I get older, when it rains, my hands hurt, like my knuckles, these knuckles in here, they hurt sometimes when it rains or if it's humid. Or sometimes like I'll be working out and I'll be doing squats and my hip hurts. I'm 23, turning 24. I'm too young to be feeling that old. So I really just like buckled down and was like, Sam, you're gonna take care of your body now, because I wasn't before. I was not active. I, you know, especially on days like today, like filming days, I would go from my bed to this chair to the kitchen to back up here, and that would be the extent of my working out. I wasn't working out. I wasn't moving. And I wasn't eating enough. I would like, instead of having, you know, lunch, I would have a really late breakfast, and then maybe I would have a granola bar for lunch, and then I would eat a big dinner. Like, that's not good. So it's been like hard. Now I'm used to it. I'm a little more than 3 weeks in, so it's become like my new norm. But the first couple of weeks were hard. But I think once you start to see results and feel results, then you're like, I want to keep doing this, and you kind of like, it makes you stay on track, I've found anyway. So that's that. And also, I have found workouts that I like. I hate running. Like, my whole life, I have hated running. When I had to do the pacer test in fifth grade, I almost cried because I couldn't do it, and I couldn't run very far, and I was chubby, and I was out of breath. In middle school / high school, I was the kid that would lie to the gym teacher and say I didn't feel well because I didn't want to run the mile or whatever. I was that kid. And to this day, I hate running. So, I have recently discovered Mad Fit. Her name's Maddie. She has a regular YouTube channel, but her fitness channel is Mad Fit. MADFIT. I would recommend looking her up if you're looking for, you know, workout videos and stuff. She does a lot of things. She does HIIT workouts. She does core workouts, leg workouts, booty workouts, abs, all that. But she has a lot of dance cardio videos. And I used to be a dancer, if you didn't know, when I was younger. And that is a great way to get cardio in. So, music. She picks four songs, and it's a whole dance cardio workout where you burn a lot of calories, get a lot of cardio in your, I'm like dripping sweat. And then she has shorter ones that are just one song, so like 3-4 minutes, and she choreographs a workout routine to that song. So usually what I'll do is I'll do cardio for half an hour, I'll do two or three short ones, and then the 13-minute one. So I have like four of her videos that are my favorite that I do every day in the same order. Three of them are basically cardio with a lot of, she focuses a lot on legs and butt, which is good. And then one of those videos for arms.